is not easy to sum up in a sentence the outstanding characteristics of the British race. It may be that the character of a nation composed of so many different elements as is ours is impossible to express in any single phrase. Yet there is one attribute which Englishmen, Irishmen, Scots and Welshmen share in common. That common attribute is the love of sportsmanship. To be a good sportsman becomes the ideal of every British child born within the seven seas, as soon as he can understand the meaning of the word. Nor is the ideal, or the understanding of it, only confined to British men and boys. It colours the life of the whole nation, irrespective of sex. It teaches men to respect women, and women to admire manliness. It makes us hard fighters, but good losers. It brings us often to success, yet never to abuse of victory. In it is rooted our kindness towards dumb animals, our fondness for games, and our belief in physical fitness. We owe to it our sense of fair play, our capacity for teamwork, and our love of justice. It is the source of our ability to tolerate, to allow for the widest differences of opinion amongst ourselves. And it is always a wonderful help to us in our dealings with other nations and races. It preserves what was best in the old ideal of chivalry, but is larger and more human. It bridges all distinctions of class, all differences of education, occupation, or opportunity. And we have taken it with us into every part of the globe. Till today, it forms a link to hold together each unit in our worldwide empire. There is not one of us but likes to be thought a sportsman. It was as a nation of sportsmen, of men and women who hated cruelty and injustice and believed that a word given should be a word kept, that we went into the Great War. It was in that spirit that hundreds of thousands of British men all over the world flocked to the colors. It was in that spirit also that Field Marshal Earl Haig devoted himself at the conclusion of the war to helping ex-service men and their dependents throughout the empire. There are many hundreds of those ex-service men who proved themselves sportsmen in the best and truest sense of the word, who today are asking a nation of sportsmen to honor its given word. Many of them are handicapped by wounds or sickness. Others gave to their country the years in which they might have learnt a trade. All took their chance like sportsmen and have endured the consequences. Never let us forget these sportsmen and their dependents.